Dr. Condoleezza Rice, welcome to the Frank Beckman Show. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you, Frank.
I would imagine there are moments when you wish you had become the next Nora Jones instead of the path you followed now, huh?
Well, these are challenging times, but I think we all feel honored, really, to have an opportunity to try and spread freedom and democracy. That what happened to us on September 11th taught us that our values and our security are inextricably linked. And even though it's a challenging time, this president is so dedicated to that proposition that it's a pleasure to get up and work with him every day.
Well, since moving into the White House 4 years ago, one of your main focuses has been the terror threat, especially the one posed by Osama bin Laden. It was on these airwaves 4 years ago with David Newman when you made this chilling comment.
We don't want to wake up one day and find out that Osama bin Laden has been successful on our own territory.
Well, he was successful on our territory on 9/11, as you mentioned. How are we safer now than we were then?
I would say, Frank, that we're clearly safer because we have worked hard through the new Department of Homeland Security to improve our border security, working, for instance, with Mexico and Canada on border security. We have now much better screening procedures at our airports. We work every day to make certain that our intelligence sharing is better. One of the most important things that the President and Attorney General Ashcroft did was to get Congress to pass the Patriot Act, which allows the CIA and the FBI and other intelligence agencies to work together in ways that they couldn't before. So we are safer, but we're not yet safe. And the American people need to understand that we've still got a lot of work to do. We'll never be able to fully defend because the terrorists only have to be right once. We have to be right 100% of the time. And that's why the president has been so insistent that we have to take the war to the terrorists. We have to win this war on the offense.
How difficult is it for you as an administration to go about your daily tasks of running this war on terror, running the war in Iraq that continues to this date, while also being on the campaign trail and having so many issues politicized?
Well, it is a political time, but of course that's what democracy is all about. And the president is very focused, though, and those of us who are in the national security side are very focused because we know that what the American people want is for this president to keep showing the leadership that he has been demonstrating, to work hard every day to try and prevent attacks against us at home, and to work every day to bring to justice the terrorists who would try and end our free way of life. And that keeps us going. These shouldn't be political issues. These should be issues in which we look hard at how we're going to secure the country, and that's what we do every day.
Dr. Rice, are we close to getting bin Laden?
We are either very close or not close at all, Frank, and I really don't know. I don't think any of us know. He has been very effective at hiding in parts of either Pakistan or Afghanistan that have been really difficult to get to for years. But we have already taken out more than two-thirds of the known leadership of al-Qaeda, their field generals, if you will, people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, people like bin Ashib, people like Abu Zubaydah. And so it is a weakened organization, but one day we will get Osama bin Laden. We just have to remember that this is an organization that isn't one man. It's a network, and we're working to bring down that network.
The administration obviously is still convinced of the links between his al-Qaeda network and Iraq, right?
Absolutely, in a couple of ways. We're hearing a lot now about a man named Zarqawi, who is an al-Qaeda associate, who we knew as someone who was in Iraq long before the war, someone who had gotten his medical treatment in Baghdad, who had a cell of operatives operating out of Baghdad. As a matter of fact, it was Zarqawi, we believe, who led the assassination of the American aid worker in Jordan. So there are links. There's no doubt that there are links. But the most important link is that the reason that we needed to deal with the threat of Saddam Hussein is that for too long he was a weapons of mass destruction state, he was a threat to his neighbors, he was a threat to the region, the world's most dangerous man in the world's most dangerous region, and that really prevented us from building a different kind of Middle East. And Frank, anytime you look at the Middle East, you realize that if you don't get a different kind of Middle East, we're never really going to be able to deal with the threat of terrorism.
Well, and that was one of my follow-up questions here. There have been suggestions that the administration is caught between two policies in Iraq. One, the view that Iraq is impossibly unstable and can only be held together by an authoritarian who's sort of a benevolent dictator. And the other is that we need to bring real democratic transformation to this region before the region transforms the world. Is that accurate?
That is perfectly accurate. We have got to help those in the region who want to have a different kind of Middle East based on freedom and liberty and democratic values to triumph before, as you say, the kind of poison that is there in the Middle East spreads to the rest of the world as it spread on September 11th. Now, the fact is, this president believes that all people universally want to be free. We believe in these values. It's hard. We've had our own experiences with a difficult building of democracy in our own country. I've always said that when the founding fathers said we the people, they didn't mean me at that time. It's taken us a while to get to full democracy. And so we need not to be condescending to other people and assume that they can't build a democracy, but we do have to know that it's hard, it takes time, it is not going to be done overnight, and that we have to be there to help them, not in a military commitment for a generation, but in a generation of our partnership and our friendship for a generation.
Dr. Rice, what do you say to those critics of the administration who say they have not shown us a detailed plan of how we're going to turn this over, how we're going to get out of there?
Well, in fact, there is a plan. It is to have the Iraqis assume sovereignty on June the 30th. The UN representative, Lakhdar Brahimi, is there as we speak, working to put together an interim government that can stay in power until the Iraqis can have elections in December or January. They'll then write a constitution, and they'll then have elections for a permanent government. It's much the same path that we went through in Afghanistan. And it is a path that will work. Now, the security situation is difficult, and we are looking to Iraqis to step up to defend their own freedom, and they're beginning to do that. But there is a plan for the transfer of sovereignty. This government will likely be put together by the end of the month, and the Iraqi people will know that the United States came there to liberate them and to transfer political authority to them, but to stay with them as a partnership in security.
Has that been set back at all by the current prisoner controversy?
There's no doubt, as the president said yesterday, that this is a stain on the reputation of the United States, and of course it makes it more difficult. But I would just ask everybody to recognize that this incident was, of course, revealed by a member of the armed forces. It is being investigated by the armed forces. It will be punished by the armed forces, because that's what democracies do. Nobody expects that human beings are going to be perfect, but what democracies do is that they're transparent about problems. They are transparent about wrongdoing, and then they make certain that justice is done. The president was on Arab television the last couple of days. He told the Iraqi people how sorry we are that this humiliation was visited upon these people and their families. But we need to remember the thousands of acts of kindness that American men and women in uniform are doing every day, putting their lives on the line so that Iraqis can be free. And the actions of a few should not cover what is really being done to help the people of Iraq.
Well, sometimes we need those reminders. I'm sure you will give them today to the next generation of leaders at Michigan State at commencement there. They'll have the thrill of a lifetime hearing you speak, Dr. Rice. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
It's been great to be with you, too, and thanks so much for having me on.